When Someone Hurts You by Sheila Kopp at HavingGod.com. What to do when someone hurts you? David encourages us to call upon the Lord. He tells us, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." Psalm 55, verses 16 through 17. King David went through a lot of betrayal. His own son, Absalom, betrayed him and went against him with his own people. So much so that David had to flee for his life in the wilderness. One of his closest friends, Ahithophel, decided to side with his son Absalom and be the advisor to him. This is the same man that advised King David in times past. His counsel was as if his wisdom and counsel was from God. The Bible tells us, "And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom." 2 Samuel 16, verse 23. So he was a very trusted counselor of King David. But what does he do? He not only sides with Absalom when he went against his own father, but he counseled Absalom to go into his father's concubines in the eyes of all the people. Then said Absalom to Ahithophel, "Give counsel among you what we shall do." And Ahithophel said unto Absalom, "Go in unto thy father's concubines, which he had left to keep the house, and all Israel shall hear that thou art abhorred of thy father. Then shall the hands of all that are with thee be strong." So they spread Absalom a tent upon the top of the house, and Absalom went in unto his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. 2 Samuel 16, verses 20 through 22. Now we see David in this Psalm, chapter 55, pouring his heart out to the Lord. We don't know exactly for sure if this is because of this event, but we know this much, that he's telling the Lord of his sorrow and of someone betraying him and hurting him. He tells us, "For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me, that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company." Psalm 55, verses 12 through 14. Makes you wonder if he was really talking about Ahithophel here. Here is someone David had trusted so much. He said he was his guide, and they went to the house of God together. Basically, they ate together, walked and talked together, and pretty much were in each other's trusted company all the time. Then to have this person turn around and counsel your own beloved son to do something that will hurt you very much, it's just not even to be believed. But we know where David's strength truly lies. We know where he puts his true trust in one who will never, ever betray him. He tells us, "As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." Psalm 55, verses 16 through 17. David tells us even more. "He had delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old." Selah. Psalm 55, verses 18 through 19. King David's trust is in the Lord. His confidence was in God. When you're praying and crying to the Lord morning, noon, and night, there is no way you will not find peace and comfort with God. The more you turn to God, the more you will find His rest and His comfort. The more we will have peace. King David then encourages us to do the same. He tells us before the chapter ends in Psalm 55, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Psalm 55, verse 22. I love Jesus so much because He is true and faithful in His love for us. Even when it feels like He's forgotten us and He's nowhere to be seen, He is still good. I still choose to believe in Him because He is truth. There is no lie in Him. If He says He is with me until the end of the world, then I know He is still with me and has not left me. Matthew 28, verse 20. If He says He will love me always, then I still believe that no matter what happens, He still loves me. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Satan lies. Anytime I start to doubt the Lord's faithfulness, I know it's Satan lying to me. God never lies. He said He loves me and will always be here for me. So either God lies or Satan lies. Since God says He never lies, Numbers 23 verse 19, and Jesus tells us Satan is the father of lies, John 8 verse 44, then I know it's Satan who is whispering to me to doubt God. Why should I believe him when there's no truth in him? Why should I even believe what I feel about God leaving me when God never lies? I have no other choice but to keep believing that God is still with me and still loves me. You know when you love someone, I mean really love someone, you don't just easily give up on them and stop loving them. You continue to forgive. You continue to love even when they've hurt you and disappointed you. How much more when they come to you and ask for your grace and forgiveness? Would you scoff at them? I don't think so. How much more the Lord who gave His life for us? Will He do any less for us? Of course He will do more for us. He will forgive us, love us, take our shame away, and take us into His arms. There is no ending to God's love for us. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Psalm 56, verse 11. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. Psalm 61, verse 3. Truly, my soul waited upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Psalm 62, verse 1 through 2. Trust in Him at all times. You people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Psalm 62, verse 8. Prayer. Thank you so much, Father, that your love is faithful. I love you so much. Thank you for everything that you do for me. I am so blessed that I have you, Lord. I am so blessed that I know that you love me and that you promise to never ever leave me nor forsake me. I pray, Lord Jesus, for your continued grace and mercy upon my soul. I pray that you will continue to strengthen my heart and soul to trust in you and believe in you in your great love for me. Trials will come. Persecution comes. There seems to be no end to sorrow and temptations in this life, Father. But nevertheless, you are faithful, and you promise to always be here for me when I need you. You promise to help me and provide for whatever I need. Bless those that have hurt me. Bless those who desire to think evil of me or against me. I pray, Father, for your grace and love and mercy upon them. Help them to be happy and leave off contention and anger. It is not good to be sad and unhappy and angry all the time. I sure don't want it for myself, and I don't want it for them either. The happier we all are, the happier we will all treat each other. So I pray your holiness, your righteousness, and your mercy and grace upon us all. I pray, Father, help us all to do your will today, I pray, in your most wonderful and precious name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.